I was with Sligo Rovers. I just left and I signed for Carberry. And then out of the blue, I got a phone call from a guy called Whitey Anderson. And he said to me that he manages a team up the north called Ballinamallard. And he said he'd love to have me up for a chat and see if I'd any interest in signing for them. So I agreed to call up to have a chat. Which even better, he called Steve Feeney at the same time. So me and Steve already were good mates, so we decided to go up together to watch a game and have a chat with Whitey. But and then we just spoke about it and things went on from there.
And did you know much about Ballinamallard United at the time? Did you know who they were, where it was?
No, to be honest, I was a wee bit afraid that somebody was said give me a prank call or something, you know. Which I said that Ballinamallard up there over the last few years, I told that story. I said I thought somebody was acting up with me. But no, so I'm glad though, actually, I agreed to go up, met them, walked through the gates, and to be honest, the first thing myself and Steve seen was the pitch, and it's just a carpet up there, and two of us looked at each other straight away and said, I wouldn't mind playing on that every week, you know. So it was a great decision I made in the end.
It is a rural Fermanagh soccer club, but a welcoming club. What sort of welcome did you find there when you moved up first?
It is. It's a really small community that are, it's a big they've a big togetherness there, you know. Everyone knows each other. Myself and Steve didn't know how to take to us, you know, because maybe we felt like we were outsiders going in there. But the welcome we got from the start, it was just unbelievable. Like, we couldn't believe it. Like, they just took us straight in. I suppose it helps when you win the first few games and you score a couple of goals, so automatically then they start to like you as well. But no, they're great people up there. I couldn't speak highly enough of them.
And in your first season with Ballinamallard United, the Ducks, you won the league championship, which is the northern equivalent of the first division.
The first season we were up there, myself and Steve, we won the championship, which was unbelievable. Now, I know their plans were always trying to challenge for that, but I think we were probably a couple of years ahead of what they thought. And we became the first Fermanagh team ever then to reach the Premiership up there, which was it was brilliant to be part of because it was a massive buzz up there at the time.
And was the football very different from what you were used to, whether that was Sligo Rovers or Carberry?
It was a lot quicker, as in both teams always seemed to just attack each other. There was a high intensity. I would say then maybe the last 15, 20 minutes of games, it kind of died and it got a wee bit slower because teams actually went really at each other. But it was a good standard. It was fast. I think down south for me, when I was playing, down south was a bit more physical, which probably helped me because I was very light at the time. But yeah, it was a quick game which suited my play, and I think that's why I did so well up there.
And I'm wondering, like, when you went up first with Steve Feeney, did you think, well, look, we'll try this for a season? 10 years later, you're still there.
Yeah, that was it. We said, look, we'll give this a go. It's 1 hour and 10 minutes up the road, 3 times a week. We'll see where it takes us. We never imagined we'd be up there for 10 years because Steve was nearly there 10 years between playing and coaching himself. But no, we never thought we'd be there that long. But it just goes to show how good of a club and how good the people running it and the fans there. They always made us feel really at home. Like, I always say, it's me home from home now. Like, 'cause I could go up there and the way they treat me is just phenomenal. The way they treat me, like, it's very good up there.
And you were a key part of a fairly strong Sligo connection because a few players came and went from Fernie Park over the years.
Yeah, we had there was me, Steve, Christopher Kelly, who's still playing there now. He left after a year and he came back. He's after being there the last 3 years now again. Conor O'Grady came up, Anthony Elding, Ross Tahney, Gary Kern. I'm probably forgetting someone, but we always had three or four of us in the car at the same. There was Gary Armstrong as well, actually, another one. And then you mentioned Gavin Dykes as well, came up manager. So we always had a good group. We had Richard Brush as well for a while.
So you became a kind of a Sligo scout for Ballinamallard, did you?
Something like that, right? But yeah, we always the I suppose the main thing for me with the travelling was that we had three or four of us in the car travelling at times. You'd never look forward to the journey, but when you got in the car and you were there with the lads, you always had good crack, good fun going up and down. We always had a good laugh together. So I think that was a big help as well for us for the travelling side of things.
So this Saturday, Ballinamanor are giving you, at the age of 35, Jay, a testimonial, just on a personal level. That's a nice touch from the club.
Yeah, to be honest, it was mentioned to me at the start of the season, and I wasn't sure if it would actually happen, you know, because it is such a big deal to get something like that done for you. So there, about 2 months ago, then it was brought up again, and I was just too happy to accept the testimonial, you know. And the way I'm working it now is that I want to bring back the 2012 team that won the championship. And obviously I'm going to try and add a few legends that were there over time, the likes of Conor O'Grady's going playing in it. Get a few, Gary Kearns coming back, Kizzy Kelly will be in the team that's there now that we're playing against. So I really just want to make it a time of all them lads that were there over 10 years that made my time so good. So I want it to be that kind of a day and that feel to it. That it's like nearly, it's their 10 year anniversary as well for winning the championship. So I think it's a good time to have us all back together.
And which Ballinamanor team are you going to tug out for Jay McCartney, the 2012 edition or the 2022 side?
I have to go with the 2012, I think. I think they're struggling for numbers. A lot of them have retired since. But yeah, I'll go on that side. And I am really looking forward to it. Club have made a big day out of it. There's going to be a kids' family day for kids with bouncy castles, free ice cream for the day. They're doing a big barbecue then after the match. The FA Cup final is going to be on, and then a bit of music as well later on. So in fairness to the club, it's not just putting on a game for me. They're really making a big day out of it and trying to get everyone out, as many as they can anyway. I'm sure all the people that have been there over the years to support me and the team, I'm sure they'll all be there. It'd be great to see them.
And is this the end of an era for you playing-wise, Jay? I mean, will you stay with Ballinamallard? Are you going to move back to Sligo football-wise? Or what's next at the age of 35?
Well, see, the reason I actually stopped playing there in January was because in my work, I got the assistant manager's job. So I had to start working Saturdays. So obviously, that stopped me travelling to Ballinamallard to play games. At 35, I thought to myself, look, I'm not going to get many job opportunities, you know. So I better take it. Football, I've had a good time at it. I enjoyed every bit of it. But with two young kids and a wife at home, I just thought the decision I had to make was to go and get and take the job. So that's how I ended up stopped playing. So then I have gone in and I've gone helping out Carebury the odd night, doing a bit of coaching with them. And I've gone in helping the women's ladies team with Steve. Doing courses.
It's Sligo Rovers.
Sligo Rovers, yeah. So I'm doing that now, which I think I'm probably going to just stick to that for now. I'm not sure what I'm going to do playing-wise. I have thought about it, but I don't know if I have the time at the minute because I am enjoying doing the coaching with Sligo Rovers women's team, which is very good. And I feel I can learn a lot of Steve if it's something I want to get into. So I'm going to take that opportunity and see where that brings me, to be honest.
I'm sure there's a couple of Sligo Leitrim clubs listening who are saying, this guy can still offer something locally. We might tap up his phone at some stage. I mean, at 35, do you feel you still have plenty to offer playing-wise?
Oh, yeah. Like, to be honest with you, when I stopped playing there in January with Ballinamallard, I felt I was flying still. Like, I felt like I could still do it, no bother. Like, I was really enjoying my football. My fitness levels were up. They were good. Yeah, I had no doubt about it that I could still play maybe another year at that level. Obviously I have spoke to, my brother plays for MCR, so obviously I had a couple of chats with him. And of course then Carebury, I did play with them for a year before I signed for Ballinamallard, and which I really enjoyed. And Adrian Conlon has always looked after me and always very good to me. And any time he always asked me, do I want to go in and do a bit of coaching for them and stuff like that. So, you know, they would be the two teams I would be thinking of joining, you know. It's always nice to play with your brother. I never had the opportunity, so it would be nice as well. But I don't know. I really don't know what I do football-wise at the minute.
And in terms of your coaching experience, whether it's with Ballinamallard or more recently with the Sligo Rovers women's team, you said you were helping out Carebury occasionally. Are you getting a taste now for being a coach, a gaffer?
Yeah, I don't know about a gaffer now. There's a lot of responsibility with that. No, I am definitely. I have to say, I'm really enjoying in with Sligo Rovers women's team. Just the girls are brilliant to work with. They just listen to everything you're telling them. There's no messing around. They're so dedicated. They just give you everything they have. And the best thing about it is because they're giving you everything, you can see the improvements in them. And I think that's the satisfaction that you get back from being a coach rather than, you know, you obviously miss parts of being a player. But I think that's the bits that I'm enjoying is when I see a player getting better and getting better every week at certain things. You get a good buzz out of that as well, which a few of them are, and it's great to see.
Well, Jay, I don't know if you keep newspaper cuttings or memorabilia when it comes to soccer, but if there was one piece of football memento that you look back on from your time at Ballinamallard, what would it be?
Well, to be fair, a day I'll never forget is obviously getting to the IFA Cup final with Ballinamallard. That was massive. That was never expected. For me, growing up, I always just had that dream of being involved in a big cup final like that, where it's a full day, you get the suit on, you get in the bus, you leave the ground, the whole village is there with their flags cheering you out, you know.
Off to Windsor Park.
Off to Windsor Park, walking in the doors and your pictures are on the wall, you know, your name is up in your dressing room, all your stuff is waiting for you. Just the whole day of that is just brilliant. And then walking out that day with my two kids with me, and then looking and seeing like 3,000-4,000 Ballinamallard fans. I didn't even know it was 4,000 people in Ballinamallard. But seeing that many people there, it was just ridiculous, and it's just been blue and white all over. That's a day I'll never forget, so it is.